This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Leaders of Colorado's Air National Guard are calling on Congress to create a space-focused National Guard service. CPR's Dan Boyce says the Space Force is the only branch without a Guard unit.
Space professionals in the Guard now fall under the command of the Air National Guard. Not everyone is happy with the deal. Lieutenant Colonel Jeremiah Hitchner with the Guam Air National Guard says just getting plane tickets to send his people to Colorado Springs for training is a nightmare.
It's several hours of all my personnel's day, not just mine. Just trying to get a seat for somebody to figure out what their job is that we've been dictated federally to do.
Hitchner argues having a Space National Guard directly under Space Force would help. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Bureau of Land Management will begin another roundup of several hundred wild horses near Meeker this week. The agency says overpopulation has led to malnourishment among the animals. Once gathered, the wild horses will be transported to a holding facility in Utah. A BLM holding facility in Canyon City, Colorado, remains under quarantine after an equine influenza outbreak killed more than 140 horses earlier this spring. Fire crews have slowed the growth of a wildfire that broke out in southwest Colorado yesterday. The Lopez Fire triggered a mandatory evacuation notice for residents of the La Garita Creek area in Sawatch County, but officials downgraded that to a pre-evacuation notice yesterday. So far, it's burned about 88 acres and is 30% contained. No injuries or damage to structures have been reported. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this morning. Right now in Denver, it's 64 degrees with a high of 86 for the day. Stick around.